the rest of the story. I want you to meet Sam's boy. One afternoon, as Percy Brigham was sitting behind his big desk at Blanco Bank, there came a soft knocking at his office door. It was the receptionist. There was a young man outside, she said. A teenager wanted to speak with the bank president. Who was he? What did he want? Mr. Brigham wondered aloud. Well, the young man, gently nudging the receptionist aside, entered the room, said he'd be glad to answer that himself. He said, "I'm Sam's boy." He said, "I need a student loan." Well, Mr. Brigham, the bank president, squinted as though momentarily puzzled, and then it dawned on him. Sam's boy, of course. Years before, Mr. Brigham had known Sam's father-in-law, the young man's grandpa. Sam's boy, of course. He must come in and sit down. Well, the young man did. Now, what was this about a student loan? The teenager hung his head and said, "You probably know about my daddy." Mr. Brigham said, "Yes, he did." Old Sam was going through some pretty hard times. Once well-to-do and respected, he'd lost everything a few years back, and now Sam was known as the man who owed everybody in town, had even become a laughingstock. His family probably would have starved if not for the charity of friends and relatives. It had all happened at the worst possible time of his son's life, high school years. The youngster had a particularly bitter memory of standing in the courthouse square watching the girl who had been his sweetheart drive by with another young man. Her parents had told her she must have nothing to do with any of Sam's kin. What kind of further schooling did Sam's boy want? Mr. Brigham asked. "Teacher's college," the teenager answered. He wanted to be a teacher. His folks had scraped up $25, but he would need at least $100 to get him started. He promised, "I'll work my way through the rest of it. But now, Mr. Brigham, what I need is a start." The Blanco Bank was the boy's last chance because all of the other banks had turned him down. They said he was too young to qualify for a student loan. And Mr. Brigham knew it was true, that the lad was technically underage. But after a long silence, he said, "Young man, you're overdue for a good break." And Mr. Brigham granted the loan, authorized it personally, and Sam's boy went on to college. And he became editor of the school's newspaper. He worked every odd job that he could land after graduating. He did teach high school English and eventually became principal of the Wellhausen School. Now let's flash forward. Sam's boy has long since grown to manhood when he learns that bank executive Percy D. Brigham had died. Well, the former, Sam's boy, drops everything and flies back home for the funeral. He owes it to Mr. Brigham, he says. For had he not broken the rules, had Mr. Brigham not granted a $75 loan at that critical crossroads in the young man's life, the rest of that life might have turned out very differently. You see, when Sam's boy heard Mr. Brigham had passed away, Sam's boy was holding down an important job of his own behind a big desk in the nation's capital. You know him, Sam's boy, as the 36th president of the United States, Lyndon Baines Johnson. Only now you know the rest of the story.